This weekend in Pittsburgh is all about hamburgers, hot dogs, and yoga. Just go with it. It's the 90.5 WESA Social Club Podcast. It's Social Club for Friday, July 24th, 2015. It is late July, and there are absolutely no like holiday theme references I could possibly make here, so I'm going to try. I'm Josh Rollerson with 90.5 WESA. She's Rachel Carlson from Yelp Pittsburgh. Hello, Rachel. Happy end of July.
Happy National Hot Dog Day.
Oh, you were right there with it.
Yeah.
Do you just have like a file in your brain that you can reference today as
of useless knowledge?
Yeah, yes. We all have that.
I know.
So it is National Hot Dog Day.
23rd, National Hot Dog Day.
How could I have let this get by me?
This is
an important holiday.
You like hot dogs?
Who doesn't like hot dogs?
It's,
well, some people.
An all-American tradition. And I think that they're going more towards the healthier side of things with the veggie dogs, turkey dogs.
The healthy side of hot dogs.
Yeah. So you feel
is
better.
Is nothing sacred?
I mean, you can get...
Do we not get to have any toxic foodstuffs left in our diet?
I'm sure. That aren't
being artisanalized and made healthy and
I'm sure you can head down to the 7-Eleven and get yourself a hot dog. That's probably questionable.
One that's been spinning on the little metal
rollers.
Oh,
gosh, that grosses me out just thinking about it. Yeah. Well, if that's your thing, Josh.
That's authentic American cuisine.
Yes,
Rachel.
Go for it. Well, we'll get into authentic American cuisine for this weekend. So hold your horses.
All right, horses held. What's going on?
So first off, for Friday, we have In Bed by 10 Dance Party, which I think is right up your alley, Josh.
I go to bed at like 8. But I could stay up late, maybe.
Okay. Well, it's on Friday.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm good to go till 11:30 on Fridays.
Gosh.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Well,
not dead yet.
What's a good thing is you can hang out at Spirit Lodge, which is where In Bed by 10 Dance Party is held. And I actually got to go to the tail end of it. I think the last time they did it in June, and they have a really awesome DJ. And there it was packed, and they also offer artisanal pizza at Spirit Lodge, which is delicious.
Very nice.
So you can dance the night away until 10.
Dance the early evening away.
Early evening away.
Feast on pizza. Pass out in front of the TV.
It sounds like such
a good plan. Sounds like date night to me.
I know.
Yeah,
I think it sounds awesome. And it goes to a good cause. So they'll be collecting a donation for Girls Rock Pittsburgh, which if you haven't heard of it before, definitely Google it because it's a really cool organization. And then we also have, I'm going to do a little artsy, throw in a little artsiness, which I think is awesome for this weekend, is CLO is presenting The Wedding Singer.
Adapted as a stage musical,
yes.
Because it's inevitable. Everything ends up that way. There are no new ideas in musical theater.
There's a couple floating around.
There's a couple.
There's a couple.
But these seem to be repurposing a lot of old movies.
But I think that for this audience, it's okay because it's light, it's fun. You know probably know all the songs. And this is such a good movie. So
it's like a jukebox musical thing? Like,
yeah.
It's just songs you would hear at a wedding dance?
Yes. So I'm really excited about it, and
Will there be a rappin' granny?
Oh, gosh, I hope so. I haven't seen it yet. I'm super excited about it.
You haven't seen the movie of The Wedding Singer?
I have seen the movie.
Okay.
But R.I.P., she just passed away, actually.
Did she really?
She did.
Oh.
But she's awesome.
That's
and
a bummer.
She was a great actress and had a long career, so she did a lot of good.
You just totally killed the mood.
Well,
I'm just thinking about
we'll think about her memory while we watch the Wedding Singer.
This is for you.
This is for you, Rappin' Granny. But it goes on for 2 weeks, so you can catch that. And
okay.
I actually was a Glee fan. And Jenna from Glee, who now her character's name is escaping me. Josh?
I got nothing.
Josh?
I can't help you.
So her real name is Jenna, but she's going to be starring in it. So I'm very excited.
Okay.
Julia Guglia. I'm excited. So then we also have the Blues Festival, 21st annual, which I know YEP is involved with. And that will be Friday through Sunday at Heartwood Acres. Heartwood Acres is a beautiful park, obviously. If you haven't been there, it's definitely worth a ride up 28 and then 8, potentially.
Okay.
Wherever you're coming from. Have you not been to Heartwood?
Can you give me detailed directions?
I know you put... Coming through town, you pass an Eaton Park. Does that help?
Okay. Oh, yeah. Now I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. You just go on 8 and turn right at the Eaton Park.
Do you think you could lend your voice to my GPS app?
That'd be awesome.
There's like skins you can get for one of the apps, I forget which one, where it's celebrity voices like Samuel L. Jackson telling you to turn left.
Like Snakes on Planes kind
exactly.
of thing. I think he swears at you too, I feel like.
I would hope so.
Well, my GPS is a British man. And so he says, instead of boulevard, he says boulevard.
That's irritating.
I love it.
Does he like direct you to drive on the wrong side of the road?
No.
Does that ever get confusing?
It doesn't. It's right. awesome. I love hearing him. So it's pretty awesome. But head to the Blues Festival for at Heartwood Acres, and you can head there for great music and bring a picnic. Fun thing to go to, I think, and also hopefully a good weather weekend for it too. And then we also have, speaking of All-American, the Pittsburgher, which is really the most All-American you get. It's all about burgers.
This is a hamburger festival.
This is pretty much a hamburger festival. And it's going on at the Rivers Casino on Saturday from 1 to 7. $40, and you get tastes of different burgers. And apparently, rumor has it, I wasn't able to go last year, but rumor has it that the bites of the burgers were massive. So you really have to pace yourself. But lots of really, really great restaurants are going to be participating.
How many burger bites can you put away?
Oh, gosh. It depends. I have to prep for it usually.
Yeah, you need a good 24 hours of fasting.
I would say so. I would say so. But I think that what's awesome is there's a lot of really great burger places around here. I know Cane's in Dormont. Shout out to them. Bingham Tavern. Lots of great places are going to be on hand serving up burgers, and they're going to have music and fun and merriment. So
very good.
Always a good time. And then if you want to get your healthiness on, if we want to switch gears instead
always.
Of the burgers
yeah.
on Saturday, or you could do both and you could get your, so this is,
it all cancels out.
Yeah. It all cancels with out.
Burgers, kale.
So at Point State Park, mm-hmm. they will be holding the World Yoga Fest, which is really, really awesome day full of yoga. They also throw in a little bit of Pilates, but it's an outdoor health and fitness expo pretty much. So you can participate in different yoga classes led by experts around the Pittsburgh area. And then you can also get different vendors will be on hand selling health bars. I know that actually a Pittsburgh Ballet Theater dancer has this health bar called Bar. And they're on hand
usually. Oh, I get
usually.
It. Yeah,
B-A-R-E.
R-E, yeah.
And it's delicious. And I know there's a ton of different local juice places that will be on hand. So it's definitely not
local
a burger fest.
Local juice places? Is that a thing?
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
How many local juice places are there?
I want to say at least, well, are we counting just dedicated juice or restaurants too?
I have no idea what you're talking about right now.
Oh, gosh. I want to say maybe 4 dedicated, and then there's a bunch of different places like Amazing Cafe, which I'm obsessed with over on the south side, does juices too.
Okay.
But they do juices that you can grab and go like.
Right. Yeah. And, a lot of places have a juicer, and they also offer.
But Salud is one I'm actually juicing right now.
I was wondering, you seem ripped and aggressive.
Totally. That's the wrong form of juicing,
right,
Josh.
I get
Come
it.
On.
I know.
So juicing at Salud, they have delicious juices. Pittsburgh Juice Company is awesome. You got to get in the movement. It's green looks scary, but it's actually delicious.
Like the superfood thing?
Yes.
Yeah. No, I'm not scared of that stuff.
Okay, good.
It's yummy.
And Pittsburgh Juice Company has a really delicious watermelon juice. So I think there's...
Wouldn't watermelon juice just be water, technically?
With a flavor, but natural?
But watermelon doesn't really have a flavor. Like, there is this fake flavor that gets put in watermelon candy, right? But it's not anything like actual watermelon. What does watermelon taste like? What is the sound of one hand clapping?
Oh, my gosh.
Ponder that.
Okay. There's so much to ponder.
Yeah.
So... you can get your health on as well as burgers. I'm listing a lot of alternatives for you. Saturday, we also have Jam on Walnut, which is the ever-popular fun jam on Walnut Street in Shadyside. So they'll have music. I actually saw them setting up the other day. They'll have vendors and food trucks and lots of awesome things going on in that. A lot of the shops stay open late and have sidewalk sales. So it's a good time in Shadyside. And then on Sunday, this has become, I think, one of the most popular events of the summer. If we want to talk about like comparison of Songs of the Summer. This, I think, has become maybe one of the hottest events of the summer this year is Open Streets Pittsburgh.
Well, yeah, everybody knows that.
Don't you think so?
It's like the whatever this summer's equivalent of that happy song is.
Yes.
Right? What is... I'm not keeping up.
Oh, gosh.
What's the Song of the Summer? Anybody know?
Ariana Grande?
There you go.
Who Licks Donuts? But we won't talk about that. Josh is like pop culture. I don't know.
You lost me again.
Yeah.
Completely.
Yeah, you lost me too. I listened to YP. So Open Streets Pittsburgh. Awesome, awesome, awesome event. Pretty much all the streets are open. Not all the streets. I should retract that. Pretty much the streets from Penn Avenue downtown through Lawrenceville will have closed sections that you'll be able to do yoga again. So you could hit up your namaste again. Mm-hmm. And they'll have different food along the way, different programming like dance parties in the street. And just you can bike along Penn Avenue.
And it's the last one of the year, right?
I believe they'll be doing one in August.
Oh, really? Too. Good.
So head to Open Streets. It's from Sunday, 8 a.m. to noon. And get your bike on. I actually did the bike rentals this weekend.
The
Pittsburgh
the bike share? Yeah. What did you think?
Disastrous.
Really?
This is my second negative review of the entire.
This is a whole new Rachel Carlson.
I know. Okay. Well, here's the thing. It's not user friendly.
Yeah.
It's such a great idea. And hopefully with it being new, they'll iron out the kinks. But it was a disaster. The kiosk was very confusing and then broke while I was trying to type in my numbers. Mm-hmm. While I was typing in numbers, it kept typing in other numbers because the sensory was wrong. I don't know. Hmm. And then it just broke. It just blanked out. It was like, I've had enough of you pressing my buttons, done. And then my friend got on our phone and looked up on the, they had a desktop site that didn't prompt you that they have an app. So they have an app, but okay. I kept Googling on their website. It doesn't, I don't know. I couldn't find anywhere that they said they had an app, but then I found out they had an app, which is way easier to use. So we finally got on the app. And then went through a debacle of unlocking the bikes.
Right.
Finally got the bikes unlocked. Biked down to the strip on the bike lane, which is glorious. The wind through your hair. Like, it was so much fun. And they have little bells. And we were like, bling, bling, like through the streets with the furries. It was so much fun. And then we got to the strip and we locked our bikes up to eat. And then we unlocked three bikes except for the fourth. Started to unlock the fourth, couldn't unlock it. Sat on customer service for a half an hour, sent to India, mind you.
Wow.
Customer service is sent to India.
Well, it's a German company. They're all over the world.
I just can't. My friend was so irate. Apparently, all of the bikes broke down in Pittsburgh at that second that we were trying to unlock the fourth bike. So there must have been bikes littered across Pittsburgh that were just like stashed somewhere because they were stuck. So we had to leave the bike at Bellinote in the strip. And we had literally maybe a 20-minute bike ride.
Have
and
you
it was
gotten
just,
your credit card statement yet back?
My friend did it through hers and she was like, I never want to think about this company again. You better check.
Those are like
credit me.
$5,000 machines.
I know.
I have no idea what they're worth.
So they need to get it together.
I did. I tried it once. And I did have a similarly frustrating experience. Not nearly that bad. I just sort of didn't want to release the bike from the thing. And then I couldn't get it to accept it when I was returning it. And I had the keypad issue. And like there seems to be confusion between the app and reality as to which bikes are available and where.
And
it'll tell you like, oh, there's no bikes available here. And I'm like, I'm looking at 10 of them.
Oh, my gosh. And I don't know if it's. I'm very confused. It's a Pittsburgh company that's running it.
No, it's a German company that runs similar programs in other cities. And this is the first one in the U.S., I believe.
But there's Pittsburgh staff.
Because right.
It looked like when I looked on the website, there was three staff members.
So there is a local organization that's affiliated with the city that runs the bike share system. They've contracted with the company that provides the bikes and the stations and the software and develops the app.
I think they should have gone local. Or stateside, at least. Come on.
Perhaps.
I don't know. It's
early days, Rachel. It's going to work out.
I know. Hopefully.
It's better than what we had before.
It's totally better than what we had before. I think it's a brilliant idea. I am, what's the word? I am apprehensive cautiously cautious, but will do it again. I have the app now. I have my credit card saved.
Should go smoother next time.
Hopefully.
That's the hope.
Yes. Sorry I went on a tirade, but hopefully someone's listening.
What's the point of having a hit podcast if you can't just rant about your consumer complaints?
We support biking. Open Streets is awesome. Hopefully we'll have public bikes for everyone with easier access.
Well done.
Compliment sandwich.
Rachel, thanks again.
Of course. I said hip-hop. I hit it to the hip-hop. You don't stop the rock to the bang, bang, boogie, say up, jump the boogie to the rhythm of the boogie, the beat.